Welcome to the show, everybody. We're here with another great May mini episode of the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast, which is exclusively sponsored this month by our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and we'll have a sponsored message from them at some point soon. But right now, we need to welcome to the show the legend, Carrie Cox from Travels with Birdie, who's been a correspondent with us almost right from the beginning.
I mean, what? Episode 10? I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, and when Carrie gets a new rig, she gets an episode of our show. So on this episode, Carrie's going to kind of go back and talk about, you know, the pros and cons of her last rig of the original Birdie. Okay, so Travels with Carrie's from Travels with Birdie, and the first Jayco travel trailer she got was dubbed Birdie, the 2012 Jayco 184BH. So she's going to tell us what she loved, what she hated. We're going to reminisce about that rig, and then we're going to talk all about her new 2018 Jayco 244BHS. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's a big day. It's a big day. It's a big year for a Birdie. Well, let's just start off the bat. Does the new Birdie have a different name, or is it just Big Bird or something?
Well, I know that already. Yeah.
Birdie 2.0, Birdie for short, because we already have all of our branding under Travels with Birdie, so just didn't want to change all that.
Absolutely. Keep it simple.
Birdie 2.0 is very sleek.
All right. Well, we are celebrating your new rig because we're so excited that you got something that's going to better fit your family right now. But at the same time, we don't want to just skip over the fact that you had like a really great travel trailer workhorse that you guys went on so many adventures with over the past few years. So let's just start by paying due homage, right, to the original Birdie. Why don't you just tell our audience, some people that may have never heard your story before, why don't you just tell them about your first RV as a family?
Perfect. So we owned a 2012 Jayco 184BH, and we had been kind of toying around with buying an RV the summer of 2014, and we kept going back on the forth on the, oh, we can't afford one. No, 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 maybe we couldn't. And then there was the day when we just said, you know what, we can't afford to wait. And so when we saw this one pop up on Craigslist, we really were intrigued because it was a pretty small RV and it was pretty inexpensive, but it had everything we needed. So it was 18 foot, had a fold down dinette that we kept down as a bed. It had bunks for the boys. It had a bathroom. It had a kitchen. And I kind of joked that I told my husband I'd only go camping if I had a few things. In order to camp, I wanted a door that locked. I wanted an air conditioner. I wanted a toilet. And I wanted a way to make coffee. And that rig had all of those checks. And so we got that in the summer of 2014 and hauled it around for 5 years. I'm pretty sure we hauled that thing at least 15,000 miles. And it was the perfect starter rig. It really was the right thing for our family at that time.
You know, Carrie, we're big advocates of like staying within your budget. You know, and sometimes we've pushed that
ourselves, but we've learned that. We're advocates and, now. You know, we love to make tons of
mistakes.
When you
say a reasonable price, at least on this first rig, like what did you pay for it and what did you sell it for? Because I think there's sort of a good lesson in this for the new RV owner or potential RV owner.
Yes. So we found Birdie for only $6,700. And that was actually through a dealership. The exterior had some hail damage. So that might have been why it was, you know, a pretty good deal. And we didn't care about the hail damage because that didn't affect the inside at all. And when we sold that puppy five years later, we sold it for only $700 less than we paid for it. And that was letting it go like to the very first person who made an offer. And I probably could have held out for more and possibly even sold it for what I paid for it. But my husband said that I was being cheap.
There's a powerful lesson here because for your first RV, if you buy something really expensive, you're going to really potentially lose a lot of money when you sell it 5 years later. But since you bought something used and relatively inexpensive, let's say it, you basically broke even. So I think that's important for people to hear.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you know, when Carrie was buying her first RV, it's hard to know what's going to work, you know, well for you. And that's what first-time RV owners can sometimes get into a pickle because they don't really have that real campground experience and they go and they buy something new and then they quickly go, oh, no, 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 know, we need something with this, that, and the other thing, and then they can get hosed on the resale. Mm-hmm. Whereas you guys kind of went a safe road and you paid a price that if you guys had turned around and flipped that baby in a year, you probably could have gotten the same amount of money for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, I just really can't complain. I think that that holds to the value of the JCO that, you know, everything really held up pretty well. We're not super maintenance superstars. Like, we don't know how to fix anything. And most everything was just still running. And we take it in, you know, get things fixed here or there as needed. But it just really held up. It looked almost as good as the day we bought it when we sold it. So we were thrilled. And the guy who bought it, we were super happy because he seemed like someone who could tinker. You know, Birdie had gotten to the age where you just needed somebody who could give it a little more TLC. And that's the home it went to. So we're happy for that.
All right. So tell us before we wrap up this little part of the story, what were the really great parts of Birdie? How did, I think you just said he, I always thought of Birdie as a she, but how did Birdie?
No, it's a she.
Okay. Okay. How did she serve you well? And then also, what were some of the pain points that started to make you look for another RV?
I think the major pros with starting with this kind of smaller rig was that it was super nimble for towing. Like, my husband could take us through almost any parking lot. You could park it in a drive-through space. So we could take that thing kind of anywhere. And having had no real towing experience, it's good to start with something manageable. You know, we could get ourselves in and out of spaces pretty easily. It also had all of the essentials. So it just, like I gave that list at the beginning, it had those things. It had everything you needed. Anything that we didn't have, my husband just reminded me, it's better than a tent. And he was right, you know. So it had what you needed to sleep and to eat. You know, it didn't have what you needed to hang out in necessarily for days on end, but it had everything you needed to eat and sleep and eat and go to the restroom. No. And it was just really basic to operate. Like, it wasn't fancy. Like, it didn't even have a slide. So we didn't even have to worry about taking care of a slide. It just was very basic.
A basic RV that just has the essentials has fewer things that can break. And
that's
there's
right.
Just a lot of positive things about getting something simple like that, particularly when you're just starting, and particularly if you're not somebody that wants to tinker on an RV. So what were some of the cons, the things that started to make you look towards a new rig?
So I think if we had started with Birdie when our boys were toddlers, it probably could have lasted us even more more years down the road. However, we started when our boys were, I don't know, maybe like 6 and 10, 7 and 11, somewhere like that. And I didn't realize how quickly and how much tween boys grow. And so over the 5 years that we had Birdie, our small children turned into young men. And so this tiny trailer had gotten comically small. Like, we would be, if we were waking up in the morning trying to get dressed, it was kind of like a game of Tetris because we could not literally all four stand up in the trailer at the same time. Like, you kind of had to be like, okay, you shift to the bathroom. Someone will brush their teeth here. Someone else will stand here. You know, we're just kind of always, you know, kind of wiggling around to get room. Our taller son had grown to almost 6 feet tall. So the bunks, you know, he could still scrunch himself down in there, but it was, we jokingly called it his little coffin. It's like, go get in your coffin for the night, because it was just like literally just too small, you know. And Birdie had kind of a half couch, like a little bench, which was kind of nice and okay, but it was just really not enough space if we were trying to hang out in the evening or on a rainy day. So we didn't have a shower. We had a shower, but we didn't use it because it didn't have like the surround in it. And because we didn't have enough storage space, we had turned it into a closet. We put in a little clothes bar that came down from the wall and put all of our dirty clothes on the bottom. So we just really were just so tight that it had become, it was just not as fun. Like, we could put up with it, but the boys were a little less excited about going camping because it was just kind of not super, super, super pleasant. So it was time to upgrade, and we knew it. But we just kind of took our time deciding what and when to do it.
But Birdie took you on some epic adventures.
Oh my goodness. We drug that thing to California, to Niagara Falls, to Yellowstone. Like, it really opened the world to us. Mary Oliver has a quote that says, tell me, what is it you're going to do with your one wild and precious life? And after my mom passed away in 2013, that phrase just always kept going through my head. What was I going to do with my one wild and precious life? And RV became that thing. And we just got this trailer and it changed our life. Like, it changed what we did with our time. It gave us this time together with our boys at kind of a pivotal stage in their lives. And we were just, you know, so excited to do that, and definitely knew going forward that RVing was going to stay a part of our lives.
RVing definitely actually does change people's lives. And that's why we do what we do. Like, and we know that you're in that same boat, because we just all experience the difference in going on these, like you said, wild adventures, you know, with our yes. family. And it really is true, even though that somebody who hasn't experienced it might think it sounds a little silly.
Well, we're like totally samesies with you.
Yeah, same.
So look, we have some epic adventures coming up at some of our favorite Yogi Bear campgrounds. So it's time for a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. And we cannot wait for Memorial Day weekend mm-hmm. and then the trips that we have planned after that one at Jellystone Parks.
We are counting down to our very first trip to Jellystone Park for Memorial Day weekend. We get that long weekend, which is the perfect time to go and experience the Yogi magic, right? Because you can check out of that busy, hectic, everyday life. We're taking a break from baseball, like endless sports and games and everything. And we're all going to go and we're all going to sit by the pool. We're going to go down water slides, take wagon rides around. We'll probably like say the Pledge of Allegiance with Yogi in the morning, maybe do some Yogi calisthenics.
And then you'll beat me at mini golf.
There's nothing like it. And you know what? All over, you know, the U.S., all of the different Jellystones have, you know, a different variety of those activities and amenities, right? One might have laser tag, one might have a ninja training course, but they all just have a jam-packed schedule that's going to keep you and your kids, like, really smiling.
That is the
smiling.
Thing that sort of ties them all together, is that, yeah. like, old-fashioned summer camp schedule of great activities for the kids. And we recommend mom and dad grab that and take control of that right off the bat and figure out what things the kids are going
to
do.
All right. So now is the time to book. You got to get on that. Even for a Halloween weekend. I know it sounds crazy here in the spring, but if you want to do a Halloween weekend with Yogi, definitely you want to book that now. Go to jellystonepark.com to make a reservation at Jellystone Park near you. I think we have a picture with Russell like hugging Yogi. I think we have to dig that out. Don't we, Carrie, somewhere?
I think we do. I think one of them is trying to pinch Yogi on the hiney.
Oh, he was being fresh with Yogi. That's what I was remembering.
Yogi's so fresh to begin with.
I love it.
Now, Carrie, your 2018 Jayco 244 BHS, it's a really kind of unique, perhaps somewhat quirky floor plan. So yes. if you could just kind of describe it a little bit and tell us what attracted you to it.
So if you watch Josh Winters from Haylet RV, does his great RV tours, and he called this one something like the Franken trailer because it has so many pieces meshed together, and he says it's just wild, wacky, but it works. And he's just right. So this trailer, when you walk in, there's bunks to the right, and then there's a bathroom in front of you. To the left, there's a kitchen, and across from it is a dinette. And then the really unique feature is that there's an east-west, as they call it, master bed just beyond the dinette. And the dinette and the master bed headboard, basically, are located on the same slide. So it pushes out and really opens up the floor space. So basically, the master bed is part of that living area, but you still kind of feel separated from the kids because you're on separate ends of the trailer, and it's just such a nice wide open space.
And somebody was craving open space in an RV, weren't they?
They were. So it was just like, I keep saying we could pirouette in here. I mean, it's just so big and open and felt fresh. That's what we loved about it.
So what else kind of attracted you to this is not being, you know, taking too big of a step, like you didn't want to lose everything you loved about Birdie, right? Like you wanted to keep that nimbleness or whatever. So how did this trailer feel like it was kind of the next step for you?
So when we went last summer to tour the Jayco factory, we did the factory tour. And this was one of the models they had out on the back lot. And we hadn't even really seen, we'd seen this floor plan online, but it didn't stand out to us. You know, we didn't really think about it until we walked into it. And then we're like, this is pretty amazing. I think we like this. What we really liked was that it had all of those features we were looking for, but it's still under 30 feet, which I know, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about those state park and national park campgrounds, a lot of times it's really desirable to be under 30 feet because some of those campgrounds you can't get into if you're not. And we felt like that was still a good size for us as a next step up with, you know, the experience we had towing without getting too much bigger. And it was still pretty lightweight. So we knew we could get a regular half-ton pickup. My husband, you know, whatever we got needed to be his daily driver. So we didn't want to have to get a massive, massive pickup. And so we liked staying light.
And you were considering Murphy bed options, correct? Because those would kind of fall into that same, say, 26 to 30 foot range and have some of the same qualities that you were looking for. So why did you move away from the Murphy bed and decide on this one?
Well, this one, what really attracted us was that it had the same bunks that you would find in the Jayco X213. I believe that was the model you rented last year.
Yeah.
We toured that model and we didn't love the bed that pushed out the rear slide because it felt a little tight, but we liked those bunks. And so when we walked into this model and we saw that it had those bunks, we fell in love. And these bunks are really particular. Like I would not even look at any model without these bunks because these bunks have something I haven't seen in any other small travel trailer, in that the bottom bunk is almost to the floor. And so they're spaced out a lot more than bunks in most bunkhouse models. And it gives a lot of headroom. So since our older son is almost 6 feet tall, he really liked that he could actually sit up in his bed in this bunk. So even a lot of models have what they call the double wide bunks, which look like they would be big enough for a teenager. They're still really squatty. And this one just had these nice wide, tall bunks. They're actually a bunk and a half wide, so they're not the fully double wide. And then the other cool thing that the bunks do is that the bottom bunk flips up and there's a gear door. And so as someone who has struggled with the perpetual question of where to put bikes, we really liked that this gave us an option to haul bikes in our trailer or, you know, our camping chairs or whatever. Just super usable space. And if we keep this rig, you know, kind of after our boys aren't traveling with us nearly as much, that space won't be wasted. Like in a lot of bunkhouse models, once your kids aren't with you, you know, the bunks are kind of wasted. Well, here we can flip that space up and store whatever we want in there. So it's never going to be wasted space.
It's going to be a garage for you that you don't have to go through putting down, which is great. Now, you know, tell us how you felt about the decor change inside, because, you know, it's something that people are constantly discussing online, you know, whether they like the interior decor on new RVs.
Yes. Yeah, so this one, that was another thing that we loved about this model. The J-Flight SLX line, particularly this line, has just kind of a more modern gray, a lot of, you know, more gray, whitewashed wood floor, but it's linoleum, not actual wood, and then like white countertops. And so we just kind of had seen even some of the more modern trailers still had too many browns and too many mixes of woods. Like they have like three different woods in one trailer. And we just really liked that this had the dark cabinetry, the white gleaming countertop. So it really kind of, with all the LED lighting and tons of windows, it just felt super bright and open in there.
Now, can you share with our audience kind of do you remember what the MSRP of this trailer was?
Yeah, so the 2018 model was like almost 26 to 27,000 MSRP. And then I think the 2019s might be a couple thousand dollars more. I think they did a little bit of upgrades to some of the Some of the items, we had a really hard time zooming in to figure out exactly what was different from a 2018 to a 2019, but we got the 2018.
All right. So when you looked at that price tag, you decided that you were ready to go shopping, knowing, of course, that you could negotiate down from MSRP, right? So how did the shopping experience go?
So we decided that, you know, we would have loved to work with a local dealer, but none of the local dealers had this model in. And we didn't want to order it in because we already had a massive summer trip booked and we wanted our new RV before the summer trip. And we knew it really could take months because, as I explained at Jayco, they only make one trailer at a time in each of their lines. So it's not just like they're constantly making this model. You kind of have to wait until it's that model's turn to get yours made. So we went on RV Trailer. We did a Google search looking for all of the models, all of the units of this model within like a 400-mile range because we were willing to drive. And we could immediately see kind of the substantial price difference right up front. And we were willing to go, you know, where the best price is because my husband and I hate haggling. Like, we're horrible hagglers. We hate doing it. We always feel like big losers if we don't try to haggle, but it's just not us. And then, especially since we were driving so far for a trailer, we knew we probably wouldn't be in that position where we were going to do the whole walk away and go back later thing.
You know, you like, weren't going to play the game.
Around this house, we call that the Jeremy.
Yes. And I've done that. I got a great deal on my car because I really went down there with like a spreadsheet of 10 different Toyota RAV4s within the 30 mile radius. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go look at the rest of these, you know, and I got a great deal on my car that way. But we really didn't have that card in our pocket when we drive 3 hours to look at a trailer, and I have no poker space. So anyway.
You were in for the kill. I talked to you right before you buy. Like, we were messaging, and you, like, once you decided you were getting it, it was like you were getting it. Like, you were getting it fast. Like, because you had, like you said, you have this trip coming up really quickly.
That's right. And we kind of, I'm a really a slow deliberator, but once I make a decision, that decision is made and we're doing it. Like, well, you know, it can kind of be for better or for worse, but it's like, this decision is made. So we had some fretting because, like, there was like a model that had the 1500 BTU AC and this one only had the 13500 BTU. And we're trying to figure out what is the exact lifestyle difference, you know, between these two. Cause one of them was like an hour away, the one with the better air conditioner. We fretted about knowing, you know, whether the 2019, whether it had anything we really needed, all of that kind of stuff. And we kind of fretted about that whole process of, we're going to have to go twice, you know? So we knew we were going to have to go look, and we knew we could have bought without going to look, you know, because we knew we wanted this model. But I'm really glad we went and looked because they actually had three on their lot. And the one that we went in first was the display model. And there was just some things about it that didn't feel kind of as clean and as fresh. When we walked into the one that he said they don't usually open up, it really did feel a little newer, you know, so we're like, no, we want this one. We don't want that one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just for all the people listening out there that are about to start maybe their shopping journey and haven't done it yet. A lot of people might've thought that Jeremy and I were bizarre that we just would not buy the Octane 272 that we have, which is another Franken trailer, Carrie, you know, it's like bunks in the kitchen. What? And we had seen the videos, we had seen the floor plan, we had talked to people at Jayco about it. And in fact, somebody at Jayco was the one that said, I have the right trailer for you guys. And yet we refused to buy that trailer without being in it. We just thought, like, you have to be in an RV to see if it's the right one for you.
Yeah. So we just really wanted to you know, go in it, make sure, and then make sure that the model that they had, you know, really did have everything kind of functioning that we could kind of check out. So
now I think you're willing to talk with our audience a little bit about the money factor of this, and you decided to go with financing, right?
That's right. Yes. we know there's people out there who say save until you can pay for it. Well, my kids will be long gone married and have children their ages by the time we could save enough money to pay for this trailer. So we're fine with financing. We did check the rates online beforehand. So we kind of knew from some of the banks. We asked and looked in the RVFTA forum to kind of see some of the different places that were financing trailers. We find out how long they were financing them, what those rates were. So we kind of had those numbers in our head. We knew what we were walking into. We knew our credit union's rates. And so we were prepared to finance. And then when it got down to making the deal, we knew that this place had the lowest price in, you know, the tri-state area or whatever. So we really did know that they had a good price, and we knew it was a price we were willing to pay, and we really didn't haggle as much on the price, but we did try to get some things thrown in. We got the weight distribution hitch and the power hitch thrown in. Kind of wish we had used the backup camera as a bargaining chip too. I think we probably could have tried to push a few more things like, hey, will you give us this? Will you give us this? Will you give us this? Because we know even if they can't come down on the price or won't come down on the price, maybe they'd give us the free labor on several of those things.
But we wanted to keep the spirit of Birdie and keep things simple too, right? Because there's a great value in that. Now, Carrie, what else do you love about this? Because I know there's some other things that are really, really appealing to you about this rig.
Yes. So we took it out on our first camping trip this weekend just to do that shakedown trip. And oh my goodness, like, we love this trailer. We just all kept looking at each other saying, it is so like roomy. It's so big, like you said. But we let our kids take their first showers in an RV. So it sounds kind of funny to people who own an RV that in 5 years, they had never once.
Good for you. Good for you.
Our shower. Because Birdie didn't even have the little button where it warms up your water. Like you had to go out and light the pilot light, I guess.
Was like our pop-up camper.
Yeah, we never went into
Carrie, don't tell them about the AquaGo because.
I know. Oh my gosh. So I warned them. I was like, now you may not be able to take your hour-long shower that you normally enjoy. But they did back-to-back showers and it didn't run out of water. So we were like, woohoo. And yeah, we loved being able to shower in our trailer, a whole new world. We feel like we went from the Motel 6 to like the Hyatt or something. Like it's a whole new world. We loved that it had like power things. So the power jack, I mean, who knew? This is amazing.
It is pretty amazing. I absolutely love having power jacks, which is actually just like such a simple thing at this point, but I'm with you. I love it.
And every time I wanted to put out our awning, truth be told, I didn't want to put out the awning because I cared about the awning. It's just that the awning was the place where you could hang your cute lights. But every time I wanted to hang out the awning on Birdie, it would lead to a lot of marital discord because we had a manual awning. And oh my goodness, like I don't know how in 2019 those things are still that complicated, but my husband and I would always get out there and we wouldn't remember how you clicked this or clicked that or blah, blah, blah. And I mean, we're just not handy. I'm sure there's people who manage their manual awning.
It's anyway. Okay, Carrie. And you just say, but my PhD excuses me from having to fix anything.
That's right. I can do some APA reference pages for you, but I can't open up a awning. So yeah, so we push a button in Birdie 2.0.
And be honest, do you ever go out to your yard and just open and close the awning? Tell us the truth.
Russell's like, I need to get something out of the slide, you know, so not the awning, but the slide. And I was just like, well, look, boop, out it goes. And then boop, in it goes. Like, it's just, everything feels like magic in this trailer because it's just, it's all like stuff that we just didn't have. So it really feels fancy and nice to have all of that. And has a bigger refrigerator. Birdie had kind of like slightly bigger than a cooler, maybe one of the under counter refrigerators. So this refrigerator has a freezer too, like a real freezer, a real refrigerator. So we are super eager to actually kind of cook a little more. And, you know, we cooked in Birdie, but it was just enough of a pain that, again, we didn't always do it, you know, as much as we could have, just because there was just things that were a little more complicated. So here it just seems so much easier because there's just everything fancy and it works.
Because it is. Now, for everybody listening, just to take you back to the beginning, Carrie had a Jayco 184BH. And we also highly recommend looking, if you're looking at your first RV and what Carrie is saying resonates with you in terms of keeping it simple, we also highly recommend you check out the 174BH, which is just another one of those classic, easy, affordable family trailers. And then she just upgraded to the Jayco 244BHS.
And recently, Carrie and her husband, Russell, gave us a tour of that rig on a Facebook Live.
And
we'll embed that in the show notes if you actually want to see the two of them going through the rig.
Over at rvfta.com.
Now, Carrie, any cons, anything? I mean, like, no rig is perfect. So what are some of the things you feel like are limitations?
We really would have liked the fiberglass exterior. We love the looks of those, you know. But this floor plan didn't come with the fiberglass exterior as an option yet. Probably I could see that being something they do in the future. So we're a little sad about that. Like no roof ladder, no outdoor kitchen. We probably would have liked that. And then it does not have a couch. We solved that by buying these little saucer chairs. I actually bought them months ago. I was walking through Target. I saw these chairs. And I was like, those would match that trailer I want. But I don't own that trailer. I don't know if I'll ever own that trailer. Should I buy these chairs? Should I not buy these chairs? But I was like, I'm going to have faith that I will own that trailer. So I bought the chairs months ago and have.
You manifested, basically. You manifested your trailers with those chairs. And I fully support that kind of purchasing power. Yeah. Absolutely. Carrie, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think that so many parts of your story, even if somebody has a different trailer, that's the right trailer for them. I think that your story is such an inspiring one. On so many levels, just from, you know, the age your kids were at when you started RVing to the rig that you got, the price point of it, how long you had it for, where you took it in this country. I mean, your story is really special. So we always thank you for coming on and sharing
it. And where can everyone follow your adventures in Birdie 2.0?
You can find me at Travels with Birdie on Instagram, Facebook, and on my travel blog, travelswithbirdie.com. So luckily, this birdie still matches my birdie logo pretty much. So we're going to call it good and
keep it.
And we can't wait to see Birdie come east.
Oh, and we might actually see Carrie at the campground.
That's right.
You better believe it.
I can't believe
we're there waiting for you right now.
Right now. We're recording from there. All right. Carrie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See ya.